In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning, Jared. How are you?
Mully and Haw, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Yeah, we're getting ready for the holiday. David's got us all pumped up about eating stuffing. I mean, it's just the usual stuff at get to this time of year. I'm curious, what's your, like, happy memories of Thanksgiving? What do you think football when you think Thanksgiving?
Yes, I do think about football. That's really that's the only thing. That was the only time, you guys. This is going to shock you a little bit about my father growing up. In my household, like, you know, I was a soccer player most of my life until high school. So there wasn't like I didn't watch football all the time and sit down and watch football with my father. So he didn't watch it either. He was so busy all the time that the only time I really thought I had an opportunity to be able to watch him watch football was on Thanksgiving. That was the only time that he sat down and really watched football. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
But that's what it's all about, family. It's about family and football and food.
Yeah. I mean, and David, you're right. Stuffing is, that's the only, my mom made her stuffing for my family here, my in-laws, and my mom's in Arizona. So she made her stuffing, and it's the only time that we eat stuffing is on Thanksgiving.
That's fine. That's it. And that's why you appreciate and enjoy it so much. So I hope that you can enjoy it on Thursday, Jared, but I think it's going to be a long day for the Bears. What's left to look for in terms of this season watching Bears games? Is it all about the quarterback and his development, or what else are you looking for? Because I think that, unfortunately, they're staring at a 6-game losing streak.
David, I think it's all about the development of the quarterback. That's what I'm looking forward to. But I came into the season thinking that, though. I mean, I was, while everybody else was thinking about playoffs and, you know, how good this team was with the additions that Ryan Poles made, I was really locked in and focused with blinders on about Caleb Williams and his development at quarterback. And you guys know this, I was skeptical and I was very scared of coming into the season because of Shane Waldron. I didn't know who he was. The people that I talked to didn't have all the greatest things to say about his coaching ability. So that's what was worrying me, because I'm like, how is this going to go? Do we get another quarterback and then he doesn't have the right teacher to teach him the things that he needs to learn as a rookie? And that scared me. And so now that Shane's gone, Thomas Brown's at the helm now, 2 games in, and we've seen the uptick in his production. And I think last Sunday was a big test, because coming into the game, David, it was all about this defense, vaunted defense, and Flores and what he does to rookie quarterbacks and disguising stuff. And to see this young man go out there and throw for over 300 yards, no turnovers, 2 touchdowns. To me, it shows that there's a balance there between him and an understanding between him and Thomas Brown. And so that's what I'm looking forward to all the way through. And yeah, I think Thursday is going to be a tough one. We're looking at a Lions team that is, man, if not the best team in football, man, they're close to being the best team in football. And a team that can run the football on you at will, whenever you want to, with 2 different running backs, with 2 different running styles. And we've seen over this stretch here of 5-game losing skid is that this Bears defense is having a lot of trouble stopping the run.
We were talking about it this morning that they've got two running backs with 10-plus touchdowns, and that is the first time it's happened after 11 games since Paul Hornig and Jim Taylor in 1960. What? That's insane.
Molly, you know me, the scores resident running back, man. I love watching both of those guys run because their styles are so unique. Jahmyr Gibbs he can run inside, outside. He can catch out of the backfield. And God bless David Montgomery, man. I mean,
yeah.
For any Bears fans that came up to me on the street and were like, man, Khalil Herbert's way better than David Montgomery. Where are you at now? That's all I want to know. That's what I want to know.
Dude.
I love that dude so much. So both those guys, and that's what you need, Molly, to be able to win a championship. At this point in the year, when you get down to this time, you have to be able to forcibly and violently run the football down people's throats, and that's what the Lions can do.
So, Jared, take Caleb Williams out of the equation for a moment because I think that's the obvious answer to the question I'm going to ask. But if Kevin Warren were to pull you aside at the end of the season or whenever this is over or all but over and say to you, what about this organization is worth salvaging moving forward? How would you answer that?
Ooh. Well, I would stop him and say, listen, Kevin, I think the one thing is you have to move on probably from your head coach. It just doesn't seem like it's working. And I think it's coming from where we're at right now. And I don't think that Matt Eberflus can salvage his job moving forward. I think it's too hard. I think last year was coming down at the end of the season where your defense was strong. The defense now is having issues as well. And so now that's his calling card. Listen, I'm not calling for anybody's job. I just think it's a foregone conclusion. But who knows? We know that's what's different with this organization. Sometimes they make decisions that we maybe sometimes have questions about, but that's their decision. And sometimes we have to live with it as Bears fans. But I don't know. There's still so much more to add here, David, when you think about it. Deep on the defensive side, the defensive line, the offensive line, like there's so much that needs to be added to what they already have to be even close to being in that conversation with the Lions and the other teams in the division, man. So to me, a lot more additions here than I don't know what you salvage. You have guys that are on this roster and good players on this roster, but you need to add around them to be successful. And you need probably the right person to be able to steer this team in the right direction. And that's going to have a nice hold and also an understanding of what's going on. I talked to a friend yesterday who was just telling me about the command in out west with the Chargers that Jim Harbaugh had the moment that he walked into the building and the relationship building that he had and the command of the organization right off the bat. And it just made me just think about like where we're at right now and the questions that are surrounding us when it comes to that position and who's holding that position. So there's just to me a lot there that I don't know what to salvage, but I just know you got to add on a lot to what you have on this roster right now.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. I think that they also have to start building this football team from the ball out, right? And it's the line of scrimmage, and it's both sides of the line of scrimmage. And I would devote a lot of resources and free agency and certainly the draft to trying to fix that, but you know, the reality of using draft picks to fix that is that you need to have started about 3 years ago.
Yes. I mean, we're kind of behind the eight ball when it comes to where it is. And if you want to, you look at the teams that are successful, you guys, and it comes down to their interior play on the line, so on both sides of the ball. And I feel like I'm on repeat sometimes when I'm on these airwaves, but that's it's real simple. The two things that I know you have to do, you have to be able to dominate that part line of scrimmage, both on the offense and defense, and you got to be able to run the football. You have to. I know everybody wants to air it out and just be looking at this past weekend. I mean, look, I mean, almost 50 times Caleb threw the ball. You can't rely on that. The running game was neglected, and you have to have that, some type of perfect balance. And I know certain games are going to call for different things, but the balance that we saw with Thomas Brown the week before to this week has changed. And I know that has to do with who you're playing, but they have to find a way to be able to be balanced on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, they have to get better, but they can only work with what they have right now. And so it's hard. You can't address everything in one season, but you're hoping that the people are making the decisions, like a guy like Ryan Poles, that you're making those decisions to get to this point. And now I feel like we are behind the eight ball as we head down the stretch of the season.
Jared, hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for all you do for our station and this show. And who knows, maybe you'll be watching a game that's closer than expected Thursday.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well, everybody that's listening. And I hope it is. I hope they can prove me wrong, that thinking that they can come out and win. This is the type of game where they win on Turkey Day. Everybody's at home, and then the internet goes in flames.
Awesome. Great stuff, Jared. Thanks, buddy.
See you guys.
That is Jared Payton. That's fun.